Peace Lutheran Church. Great to have all of you gathered here for probably our most anticipated service throughout the year, having our children lead us in a Christmas worship service. It's beautiful because it reminds us of how things were when we grew up. Believe it or not, Mrs. Post, you were probably a sheep when you were growing up. I can't believe that. It also reminds us that the future is really in good hands. How awesome it is to see children get up and perform and really have a heart open towards Jesus. But most of all, today is very special because we get to hear about how God is open towards us. That's his plan, was to bring the Savior into the world so that he could be closer to us, so his love could be shown to us in a very real way. Before we begin, I just want to one note about our worship today, and that is the songs that we're going to sing today. You can follow along. Please join in and sing. The lyrics are in the bulletins in front of you, the lyrics, that is. We're not going to have projection today, so you're going to want to keep those bulletins close at hand. At this time, I invite everyone to rise for our opening song, Joy to the World. Welcome once again. I just have a few thoughts for us to think about today as we open up our worship. It won't take long. The children are the main story here today. A couple weeks ago, I was talking with someone that grew up in Philomath in the 1990s, went through high school in the 1990s, and then got a job and quickly left, and came back very infrequently to Philomath, but was around a couple weeks ago, and I got to meet them, and I asked them what they remembered from Philomath growing up here in the early 90s, and he said a couple things. One didn't surprise me. He said the coaches and the teachers, and he knew where everyone lived in Philomath. That didn't change. He also talked about how there was a Christmas tree farm right behind in this field. I don't know if any of you remember this, but there's a Christmas tree farm. And he said that was significant because kids from the high school, if they wanted to skip classes, they would run through that Christmas tree farm, and then they'd get to the very end, and the police, that's where they stationed themselves, and they'd just pick up the kids and take them right on back to the high school. That's serious. That's what he said. But the thing that caught me was when I asked him about Philomath, he said that he would take his skateboard on our driveway here, on our concrete paveway, and he would go on his skateboard in circles, and that's where he had driver's training instruction, as many people still do today. But he said the one thing that stuck out about this church was that it had an open door. You could always go inside when it was raining outside, or if you just needed to take a break, you could always get through those doors. An open door communicates a lot. It really does. And I think as we watch the Christmas program and we hear about God's plan of salvation in Jesus, I think it's really important that we have our eyes open to the open doors that each person had towards God's plan of salvation. Mary, a teenager, probably had plans to do something else. She had an open door for God's plan to bear Jesus, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. She said yes to God, an open door. Joseph. Joseph, although he was kind of on the fence, although his plan was to divorce her quietly and kind of make a plan to go a different route, Joseph left the door just open enough to be willing to go along with God's plan. The wise men, too, they had their travel itinerary, but they were willing to be guided by the star to the little town of Bethlehem. See, the story that we're going to hear today that happened, it's a true story, is so hard for us to hear because in today's world, we live with very guarded hearts. It's scary to think about being vulnerable. We live with our own personal plans. It's scary to think that we would set our own plans aside and follow someone else's plans. What if today we became a little bit more like Mary, Joseph, and the three wise men and lived with an openness towards God, and a little less like we oftentimes do today, living guarded lives and not wanting to alter our plans? God wants to break in and be a part of our lives and share his love through Jesus. And even if he can break in the most unusual ways, God will do it. That's what he did with his son in a small little town of Bethlehem, through a teenager, through a trough, a feeding trough, and a manger. God used everything that we would think would be most unusual to make his way into this world to show his love to us. What an amazing way that God shows his love to us, and there's no better people in our church to share that story than our children and youth, who themselves have their hearts open to hear about God's love through God's Son, Jesus. So let's be a little bit more like children today and be open to how God wants to work in our lives. Wish you God's blessings today. Let us bow our heads for a prayer. Dear Lord, we confess that sometimes we're guarded about listening to your voice and your guidance in our lives. Lord, we thank you for our children today who have great openness to you and the joy that they have in the desire to find more out about you. May we follow their lead today and hear more about your love for us and your desire to be with us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take a few moments and collect our offering and then gather together for prayer before we begin our Christmas program with our children leading.